Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And it is January 29th, 2016, for most of us listening to this. Few people might actually have it the 30th of January. Just never know where people are listening. And this is going out internationally through the Blog Talk Radio Network. So, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every Friday afternoon, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And what we discuss is how people have come to know their purpose, how they achieved it, and what they can do to maybe suggest some things to you that might help you achieve your purpose. Sometimes we have guests, sometimes we don't. If you'd like to be a guest who is living his or her purpose, please do get a hold of me via email at Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio, C-I-N-D-Y, at PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. As that is where we are. There's a couple things that you can do there as well. If you have products or services that you'd like to share with us, please feel free to email me there as well. Our show today is brought to you by True Visions Travel, an all-encompassing full-service international travel agency that specializes in serving people who have individualized needs as they travel, as well as individual and group travel. You can find them at truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. Let's see, what else should I tell you? The song that you heard today is by the group True Trinity. That would be the vocalist, Jillian Clark, as well as the writers, Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself. And that should pretty much sum up what we've got for you on the housekeeping type things. Please do join us if you'd like to join us in the conversation. You can do it. There's three ways, particularly. Live, you can call in to 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You can Skype in via the Skype icon that is next to the phone number on the show page. Actually, there are four ways. You can go to the chat room, which is at the bottom of the show page as well. It's bogging down, so I don't know if that's my internet, though, or if it is Blog Talk Radio's problem today. We've had both, and you can try to put conversation in there. And then the other way, if you're listening live or archived, we do have group talk radio conversations. And over there, on that group, we pin a discussion there that continues essentially all week or until something else comes up. You know, if I'm on another show or talking to someone or whatever, I might change that pinned one so that it's not there and there's something else. But then you can just scroll down the page and get it that way. So come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook if you'd like. because that would be the other alternative, especially if you're listening archived, because we don't have, once the chat room closes, once the show is over, the regular Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio chat room does close. Put any comments in there. And I know we do have a lot of archived listeners as well. So having said all of that, our topic for discussion today comes out of a little bit of some things that I've been going through and a lot of my friends have been going through. And so it's kind of funny. I had the suggestion from one of my friends, and the interesting thing was is I modified it just slightly the more I thought about it. But our topic today is thinking on your feet, pulling it out of your hat, or grabbing it out of a basket. And the reason I did that is because very often I think we find ourselves in situations where we just don't know how to answer something, how to respond. A simple thing like, do you want to go to a movie tonight? Might very well be an easy question to answer. You might simply be able to say yes or no. You might have to at least just check your calendar, make sure you don't have something scheduled for that night, to make sure there's a babysitter. But essentially, it's typically a simple answer. But that's not always the case. A lot of times we have to, we want to put our best foot forward. So we want to make sure that we're saying specific things, that we're answering in a proper way that isn't going to offend anyone if we don't want to go. So there is a variety reasons why this topic is brought up today and the meanings behind all that. So what I'd like to talk about first is how often we just get caught not knowing what to do, what we call pulling it out of our hat or our backside, as some people call it, where you just answer on the fly and hope it comes out right because you got caught off. Wow, there we go. Exactly. You get caught off guard and you stumble through what you've got to say. And that happens sometimes. So those are the things we don't want to do. We don't want to get tongue-tied and flustered and not know how to respond. We would much rather be able to answer sensibly, succinctly, and have something that people will want to hear, as well as have something that will have people coming back to you asking you again. Not if someone says, next week I'm going to go, I want to order tickets to a concert. You can't say, well, ask me that day, because you know, they may forget, you may forget. You know, you can set up a specific time to call back, or email, or text, or whatever, however you communicate. Instead, or what could happen is going out and you say an answer, and then you have to come back and resend it. Yeah, I want to go to that concert. Well, then we order the ticket, and you're stuck. Because they've paid for it, you're supposed to pay them back, you can't find out you can't go, then you got to find someone else. You know, if that happens too many times, most people will stop asking. I know I do. And I've had friends do that. They say, oh yeah, they're all excited to go. And then come the day, and we're supposed to do something, and oops, they just aren't available. They forgot. They didn't put it in their calendar. I would rather someone said to me, let me check with me the day before, or give me a specific time, rather than just answer because it's something they thought they'd want to do. I find myself very much living in what's called a helper model. I want to help everyone do everything. Anybody that's known me long enough knows that's for sure the answer. And that all too often, I'm going to be the one that somebody says, hey, can you help me do? You put that word help in there, and I could be in much trouble. So I have learned to stop, at least say, let me check my schedule, or I'll get back to you tomorrow, or I think that the other one is typically, I think I have something on my calendar, let me check, or I think it's free, let me check, rather than answering right away. I mean, even yesterday, I was sent an email and said, are you willing to do something? Can you fit in your schedule? Well, yes, I can fit in my schedule. That was not a problem because with being out of school, I have lots of time. What I needed to question and consider for myself is it something that I want to do? Is it something someone else might better able to do? And if I do it, will I then be taking myself away from something else? Will I be taking something away from someone else? Or will I get frustrated because I have taken more time doing it than I anticipated? For me, a lot of times I have to think of what's the bus schedule like. Not necessarily going to something, but away from something. Because very simply, a car ride might be 5 minutes away. Now, if I go up to the blind center, it literally is 5 minutes away by bus or cab. By car or cab. By bus, it's between 45 minutes and an hour and 15 minutes, depending on which route and how I go and what gets scheduled. Usually, it's about 45 minutes. So if I'm going to volunteer for something, I have to make sure of the schedule and then turn around at the end, in the backside, and say, oh, how much time is between those buses back home? Because that's going to be an hour and a half. Who, two buses? The problem is. Because next time someone asks me something, to do something, I don't want to find myself getting angry and confrontational or whatever, because I am the one who said, yes, I do it. And then I didn't really want to. So, that's a tough place to be. It's a tough place to be. And, you know, sometimes it is more fun I can't do that. For whatever reason. Sometimes the best answer has to simply be, maybe I could do it another day. Or something like that. Those are all possibilities. Those are all possibilities. And they're good answers. No, you know, I don't think any time answering honestly makes it a bad answer. Okay, so we get it from talking out of our hat. All right, that means, you know, on the fly, there's a whole lot of terms for that. I guess the closer one on the fly, though, is thinking on your feet. And that happens, like someone may say to you, for example, what do you do? What do you do for a living? What do you enjoy doing? What's your favorite kind of movies? Well, those kinds of things sometimes are good to just answer on the fly. Now, your favorite movie? Sure. What do you do? You probably don't want to answer on the fly. And I'll go into the better answer for that in a moment. But what are your favorite movies? What's your favorite book ever? Or what are you reading right now? Hopefully you have an answer to that. But a question such as, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite book? What impacted you the most? Sometimes we don't want a canned answer for that. Because there are times when something's happening in our life. And because of what's happening and how we related to it, it may have been something that we, may have been something that impacted us then versus another incident or another situation or another time in our life, and another book would come to mind as being the most powerful at the time, or our favorite movie, or whatever. So some of that thinking on our feet is not so bad. Because we have a basis for it. You know, there's a difference between being able to pick your favorite book and just coming up with a name. Now, coming up with a name would be talking out of your hat, as far as I'm concerned. Because if someone says, what's your favorite book? And you say, the four people you meet in heaven, be five people. Now, someone's going to know that you're not quite answering honestly. Now, yes, you could have forgotten. That's true. So don't. But in the most part, if you're just saying a name because you think you heard it, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I know. For me, it was with so-and-so doing this. What do you think of that? And you may not even know what they're talking about. So you can't give the answer. That would be talking out of your head versus thinking on your feet. You've got a reference that you've read. And maybe one of them, you know, maybe your favorite book in the moment is something that was just fun. And it wasn't one that had to have a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of context to it. You know, it doesn't matter. You learn to live with these things. And you learn to work around them. And like I said, there are certain situations where you definitely don't want to lie about it. That's not going to get you anywhere. What you want to do is just be able to talk in the moment. Anybody in the chat room, I'm going to switch microphones here and see if I can sound a little bit better. So let me know here. Okay. That sounds like I've got an echo. I don't want to do that for you. So as we talk through this, we have to pay attention and talk about what we have. Oh, there was a break in the show, and I don't know if anything that I said anything went across the air. I doubt it. So here we go, Wiffy. You know, you can pull things out of your hat, you can think on your feet, you can grab it out of a basket. You know, thinking on your feet is one thing. There are times when we have something to work with. If somebody says to you, what's your favorite book, your favorite movie? You don't want to give them something that you think they're going to want to hear because they might ask you more about it. What you do want to do, though, is be able to pull from the many things that you already know. Because then you're able to say succinctly why a book or a movie influenced you. Why was it part of your life? Why did it make sense for you? And there are times in our lives where various things happen, and therefore the answer might be different. And that's what I consider thinking on your feet. If you have resources, you know, you're going to go with the flow a little bit. But you don't necessarily have a canned answer for it. Instead, you've got just enough information in your memory bank that you can pull from it. Like I said, sometimes, you know, something might happen and you'll think about it and you'll say, right now the book that most impacts me is such and such because you just came through something. Maybe next week it's something else because of the situation you're going through, the things that you were a part of. So there you are, thinking on your feet. Then there are times in our lives when we really want to have a succinct, well-thought-out answer. And if you think on your feet, you could very well stumble and fall. So instead, you want to grab it out of a basket, already in your mind. And the part that you have an answer that's actually rehearsed, such as if someone says, what do you do? What do you do for a living? What do you want to do when you grow up? One of those joking phrases. Sometimes my answer is, I don't want to grow up. However, it is more than that. That's sometimes a flippant answer. But right now, as I'm not in school and I'm looking for something different, there is an answer that I have to have. I have something more succinct than that. Because maybe this is the person who's got that job for me. Maybe this is that person who absolutely knows the right person to get me the finances I need for the school, to get me a scholarship or a grant or a connection or whatever. I want to be able to have that answer readily in my hand, come out in my mouth, come through my brain, come out my mouth. I need that to happen quickly and easily. Now, on the other hand, I need to make sure that that does not sound canned. That's the difference right there. How do you make something be what it is and not have it sound canned? Do that, we have to practice with our friends and our acquaintances and people who know us. For instance, if we are looking for a job, or let's use the example of we want to describe our job. So we have people who know us very, very well. They know exactly what we do. Maybe they work with us. That's why they know exactly what we do. And we could be friends, acquaintances. We could hang out. Maybe not. It doesn't matter. But those are the people who know exactly when you say, I do this. They can tell you, yeah, that sounds like what we're doing. Whereas there's others, and you might hear it, and it's like, where'd you get that? And let them help. Then you have friends that you hang out with, but they've got a general idea of what you do. Yeah, you know, I'm a mason. Okay, I get that. And they don't know that you helped build the Sears Tower in Chicago. They don't know that you've you know, you only do walls that are falling down to hold up, you know, landscaping or something. You've got to be able to explain that to them. And they're good ones to share also, to say and see, hey, does this make sense to you? If I say this, can you get a good picture of what I do and who I am? And then there is that group of people that have no idea what you do. You've never even told them your job title, let alone tried to describe it. For whatever reason, oh, I don't know, what can I think of? 12-step groups, your bridge club, all you do is get together and do one, they only play cards. You don't talk about your personal life because, no, that's not what, you don't want you're stealing somebody's money, whatever. You want to be right in the pocket for it. So, you know, those kind of people also are good for working on giving the indication, you know, to learn how you're going to sound. And if it makes sense. In fact, those are the people who you want to those are the people that you want to practice with the most. Because if they don't get it, somebody new is not going to get it. So you want to, like I said, practice with them, see what they think, see how they feel about your explanation, does it make sense, and go from that. And just practice sounding natural as well. Anyway, so those are the kinds of things that I think we need to work on. And those are the different types of reasons that we come across these things and have to do. Sometimes we do have to think on our feet. Sometimes we have to pull it out of our hat. And sometimes, we want to make sure that we are very organized and have it very succinct. And we want to have a script. And we want to be able to go to that script and be able to say, yeah, this is what it is. And we pull it, grab it right out of that basket in front of us. Okay. I think I'm going to close this for today. We do need to give you an affirmation for the day. That's why technology went awry, and I don't know exactly how much of the show y'all really got. I'll have to listen back to it and see if I repeated myself and it did come through, or if it messed up there. And so what we want to do is, let's see, an affirmation. What kind of affirmation do we want to give you today for this show? I am always able to pull the right answer at the right time. Yeah, I'm always able to pull the right answer at the right time. How does that work? Okay. Boy, even my keyboard doesn't want to work right now. This is very strange. I'm wondering what my computer's doing here. There we go. Odd things. We have to work with these beautiful technology, and I'm grateful for it. And I have to be grateful for it because it is what I survive and thrive on every week to bring you the show. We do come to you. Purpose Talk Radio is aired on Fridays, afternoons, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. We do talk about people who are living their purpose, how they came to know it, how they came to achieve it, and what they might be able to share with you as you go out into the world trying to achieve your purpose. The show is brought to you by True Visions Travel. They are found at TRUEVISIONS, TRAVEL.com. It is an all-encompassing, full-service, international travel agency specializing in individual and group travel, as well as those who need individualized accommodations. You can find them. We do have a theme song to Purpose Talk Radio. It is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. That being the vocalist you will hear is Julian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and Rachel Grace, as well as myself on that. We can be found. Our page is at truetrinity.com, T-R-U-E. We are at truetrinity.com, T-R-U-E-T-R-I-N-I-T-Y.com. Somebody wanting to come on the air. So let's see if we can have that actually come through. See if this will work. Before we sign off. I am trying to get that to work, caller. But it is giving me just a little bit of an attitude here. Bear with our technology. I could play pretty music or something and see if it actually works. I'm going to tab here or whatever because this thing just does not want to allow anybody on the air today. I don't know why. And being a good old person. So if you're on Facebook, yeah, I think you lost the internet. That's probably why. Interesting. I have Facebook, but I don't have, can't get my show page back. So I apologize on that. I don't think I'll be able to bring you in the air, but if you'd like to chat with us today, what you could do is go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversation and put your comment in the chat room over there. It's probably going to be the best bet for us today because it is just, technology is not being very cooperative, and I unfortunately can't tell you why or what we can do about it. So I appreciate you calling in, but I'm not able to actually get you on the air. It'd be the internet connection here as well. So I'm going to wrap this show up before things go off weird again. I'm going to offer you two songs if I can get them to play. No, I cannot. By the way, and hopefully we can play our closing songs, being the positive news song, and then also the song I Am Who I Am. If the technology is cooperative, we will gladly be able to do that for you today. And if it is not, well, then we're going to have to just end the show without it and let time run its course. But I think I can get it. If you'd like to listen to the archives of this show again, please do so at the same place where you got the original show, because that's what I will be doing after this show. And to find out if I have to re-record or adjust this one a little bit. If you'd like to be a guest on our show next week, we'd love to have you do that. And doing that would entail something very simple. All I need is your a bio, a headshot, and just a topic that we can talk about and share with folks. Now let's see if I can get me into my little studio. I am trying to do that on my phone. So I appreciate your patience as we go into this and figure out what wonderful things we can do and maybe find that caller. Now my phone wants to download things. No, I don't want you to download anything. Our caller did leave, so I am going to close out the show as soon as I can get to our song. And be able to play, first of all, the positive news song, and then followed by I Am Who I Am. Until next week, folks, please do get a hold of me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com if you'd like to be a guest of the show. And or find me on Facebook. And until next week, I wish you all soul blessings.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We are the change. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.